ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। पुरुषोत्तम योगो नाम पञ्चदशोऽध्यायः। Just quickly read the verses once because very important chapter you have to memorize. ऊर्ध्वमूलमधःशाखम् अश्वत्थम् प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तम् वेद स वेदवित्। अधश्चोर्ध्वम् प्रसृतास्तस्य शाखाः गुणप्रवृद्धा विषयप्रवालाः। अधश्च मूलान्यनुसन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके। न रूपमस्येह तथोपलभ्यते नान्तो न चादिर्न च सम्प्रतिष्ठा। अश्वत्थमेनम् सुविरूढमूलम् असङ्गशस्त्रेण दृढेन छित्त्वा। ततः पदम् तत्परिमार्गितव्यम् यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ति भूयः। तमेव चाद्यम् पुरुषम् प्रपद्ये यतः प्रवृत्तिः प्रसृता पुराणी। निर्माणमोहाजितसङ्गदोषा अध्यात्मनित्या विनिवृत्तकामाः। द्वन्द्वैर्विमुक्ता सुखदुःखसंज्ञैः गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमव्ययम् तत्। न तद्भासयते सूर्यो न शशाङ्को न पावकः। यद्गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमम् मम। ममैवांशो जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातनः। मनःषष्ठानीन्द्रियाणि प्रकृतिस्थानि कर्षति। शरीरम् यदवाप्नोति यच्चाप्युत्क्रामतीश्वरः। गृहीत्वैतानि संयाति वायुर्गन्धानि वाशयात्। श्रोत्रम् चक्षुस्पर्शनम् च रसनम् घ्राणमेव च। अधिष्ठाय मनश्चायम् विषयानुपसेवते। उत्क्रामन्तम् स्थितम् वापि भुञ्जानम् वा गुणान्वितम्। विमूढानानुपश्यन्ति पश्यन्ति ज्ञानचक्षुषः। यतन्तो योगिनश्चैनम् पश्यन्त्यात्मन्यवस्थितम्। यतन्तोऽप्यकृतात्मानः नैनम् पश्यन्त्यचेतसः। यदादित्यगतम् तेजः जगद्भासयतेऽखिलम्। यच्छन्द्रमसि यच्छाग्नौ तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम्। गामा विश्य च भूतानि धारयाम्यहमोजसा। पुष्णामि चौषधी सर्वाः सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः। अहम् वैश्वानरो भूत्वा प्राणिनाम् देहमाशितः। प्राणापानसमायुक्तो पचाम्यन्नम् चतुर्विधम्। प्राणापानसमायुक्तः पचाम्यन्नम् चतुर्विधम्। सर्वस्य चाहम् हृदि सन्निविष्टः मत्तस्मृतिर्ज्ञानमपोहनम् च। वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यः वेदान्तकृद्वेदविदेव चाहम्। ओके, वी हेव् डन् अप् टु दिस् वर्स्. लास्ट् वीक् ऐ वास् नाट् इन् अ गुड् शेप्, सो लेट् मी रीडू टु दिस्. So Bhagavan says, actually let us remember the fact that from the 13th chapter onwards until the 18th chapter, the last charamashakam, the concluding 6 chapters, the third part of Bhagavad Gita consisting of 6 chapters known as charamashakam or antimashakam. Third part consisting of 6 chapters discuss the Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam. They present the essential oneness of the individual and the total. Therefore, how Bhagavan says here, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha. மத்தஸ்மிருதிர்ஞானமபோஹனஞ்ச அகம் சந்நிவிஷ்டஹா. பகவான் சேஸ் அகம் நிவிஷ்டஹா, அகம் நிவிஷ்டஹா, அகம் சந்நிவிஷ்டஹா, which means அகம் சந்நிவிஷ்டஹா means I have entered, which means I am very much seated, where in the hridi. Hridi means in the inner mind of all beings. I am seated in the mind of all beings. Hridi, hridi. It is locative case of hrid. I am seated in the heart of all beings. Means I am seated in the mind of all beings. How I am seated in the mind of all beings means I am there as the truth of every thought modification, the entire mind. How water is the truth of the entire ocean, water is the only truth of every wave. Similarly, here Bhagavan says, I am very much there. I am seated in the, seated in all minds, thereby I am there as the very truth of every thought, the entire mind. That is why Bhagavan, in the Swarupa of Bhagavan is available for recognition as the truth of I. You take one cognition, I cognition, discover where does the I cognition, I sense originate from, where does it exist, where does it resolve, if you discover, and you will end up in what? In pure consciousness. It is this consciousness which is the obtaining as the truth of I, is the only truth of all the thoughts, entire mind. So Bhagavan says, Aham Hridi Sannivishtaha. Aham Hridi Sannivishtaha. I have entered into the hearts, the minds of all beings. I am seated in the minds of all beings. Means Sarvasya. Sarvasya Hridi Aham Sannivishtaha. Therefore, what happens? Whatever is smritihi, jnanam, apohanam. All the three. Smritihi, memory. Jnanam, knowledge. Apohanam. Okay. Apohanam means elimination of doubts or wrong notions. Apohanam. Everything, where do they come from? Where do they originate from? They all exist in me alone. Mattaha, from me alone, something called memory comes into existence. Memory exists. From me alone, knowledge of anything, knowledge of the self also, rises. And apohanamcha, even elimination of all doubts and wrong notions also is possible. So all happen only in me. மத்தஹா ஸ்மிருதிஹி, மத்தஹா ஞானம், மத்தஹா அபோஹனம் ச. Thereby, what he says, சர்வைஹி வேதைஹி அகமேவ வேத்யஹ. His வேத்யா is a potential passive participle. வேத்யஹ means to be known. அகம் ஏவ வேத்யஹ. I, the self, am. I alone have to be known. What is it ultimately? What is that which should be ultimately arrived at? What is it which should be ultimately discovered? Finally discovered. Okay. So Ahameva, Bhagavan says, I am, it is me. I alone have to be finally arrived at, discovered. How? Vedaihi sarvehi. With the help of all Vedas, making the best use of all Vedas as means of knowledge, through the Pramanam called Vedashastram, what is that finally one has to arrive at? Vedashastram serves as a means of knowledge. of the karma kanda, upasana kanda, jnana kanda. Finally, what is that which has to be discovered? Okay, through the means of what's called Veda, Bhagavan says, I am. Okay, that is why Vedic teaching, Vedic understanding should culminate in the vision of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan says, Ahameva Vedya, Sarvehi Vedaihi Ahameva Vedya. I am the one to be known ultimately with the help of all the Vedas, as using them as Pramana. Then Vedanta Krita Aham. Aham Vedanta Krita. Who is the maker of Vedanta Shastram or Veda Shastram? I am the Vedanta Krita. Because there's Bhagavan is not the maker of the Vedanta. But there's no maker of Vedanta other than Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the author of Vedanta. But the author of Vedanta is another than Bhagavan. Vedanta Krut Ahameva. Then Veda Vit Cha Aham. And the knower of the Veda is also another than me. So Bhagavan is not the knower of the Veda. But there's no knower of Veda other than Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the author of the Veda. But there's no author of the Veda other than Bhagavan. Therefore, the one who has to be ultimately known also is another than Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, and from Bhagavan, all the thoughts, various thought modifications rise and exist and resolve only in Bhagavan. But Bhagavan says, I am there seated in the minds of all people, as the truth of all beings. When Bhagavan says here, Bhagavan's identity is what? The Swarupam, the realm of consciousness. This we saw last class. Now we had to move on to the next verse, which I was very sleepy, I didn't explain well. Let us do it today. I'm going to read both 16th and 17th verses together to get the complete meaning. Dvavimau purushau loke Ksharaschaksharayevacha Dvavimau purushau loke Ksharaschaksharayevacha Kshara sarvani bhutani Kotasthokshara uchyate Dvavimau purushau loke Ksharaschaksharayevacha Kshara sarvani bhutani Kotasthokshara uchyate Uttamah purushastvanyah Paramatmetyudahritah Uttamah purushastvanyah Paramatmetyudahritah Yolokatrayamavishya Vibhartyavyaya Ishwarah Yolokatrayamavishya Vibhartyavyaya Ishwarah. I'm rereading 16th and 17th. These two verses will understand together. Dvavimau purushau loke Ksharaschaksharayevacha Dvavimau purushau loke Ksharaschaksharayevacha Kshara sarvani bhutani Kotastho kshara uchyate Uttamah purushastvanyah Paramatmetyudahritah Uttamah purushastvanyah Paramatmetyudahritah Yolokatrayamavishya யோ லோகத்ரயமாவிஷ்ய விபர்த்யவ்யய ஈஸ்வரஹ. யோ லோகத்ரயமாவிஷ்ய விபர்த்யவ்யய ஈஸ்வரஹ. ஓகே, so in these two verses together Bhagavan presents the vision of the whole. How does he present it? He uses completely different terms. He says dvavimau purushau loke. Loke means in the world. Purushau, okay, dvau imau purushau, dvau imau purushau, dvau two, imau these, dvau imau two these means these two purushau, these two persons, these two purushas. In this world, these two purushas are there. Loke imau purushau, imau dvau purushau staha. Staha, I'm adding. Loke imau dvau purushau staha. In this world, there are these two purushas. Who are they? Ksharaha cha aksharaha. Ksharaha cha ksharascha. Ksharascha plus aksharaha. Ksharascha akshara. Ksharaha cha aksharaha yeva cha. Yeva is simply added to adjust the meter. Yet in this world, there are these two purushas. One purusha is ksharaha. Another one is aksharaha. Ksharaha purushaha, then aksharaha purushaha. Okay. First Bhagavan introduces the two purushas in this world. And I'm going to explain to you, don't worry. Then, who is ksharaha? The second line, he explains who is ksharaha and who is aksharaha. Or what is ksharaha? What is aksharaha? Sarvani bhutani ksharaha. Sarvani bhutani ksharaha. All beings together constitute ksharaha. Kshara purushaha. Kshara purushaha or ksharaha purushaha is nothing but all the beings which constitute the whole. Okay. Kutastaha aksharaha uchyate. Kutastaha is said to be aksharaha purushaha. This is the literal meaning of the word. Then uttamaha purushaha to anyaha. And there is another person, uttamaha purushaha. Anyaha. Okay. Before going to the next line, let me explain to you what it is. See, here in this 16th and 17th verses together, Bhagavan discusses together, he presents the teaching in a different way. In order to have a complete understanding of what is conveyed in these two verses together, let me make it very clear. See, Bhagavan's ultimate aim here is to reveal the exalted being. Bhagavan's, what is the purpose? Why does Krishna teach in this manner? Bhagavan's aim is ultimately to drive home What is the most exalted of all the beings? Who is the exalted being? The Purushottamaha. Krishna's main aim is to make us understand Purushottamaha. Purushottamaha means Uttamaha Purushaha. Purusheshu Uttamaha Purushottamaha. Purusha Uttamaha. Gunasandhi Purushottamaha. Uttamaha Purushaha. So Bhagavan wants to make us understand who is Uttamaha Purushaha. The exalted person. Exalted being. The most exalted of everything is Purushottama or Uttama Purusha. That's why the whole chapter is known as Purushottama Yoga. So, to make it clear, Bhagavan divides the entirety of the cosmos. I'm repeating, Bhagavan divides the entirety of the cosmos into three different components. Only for the sake of making us understand the absolute reality, Bhagavan divides the entirety of the cosmos into three components, three aspects. Only three aspects constitute the whole here. And what are those three components which constitute the whole? The first aspect is, the first component, the first aspect is Sarvani Bhutani. He says, Ksharaha. The first aspect, the first component is technically known as Ksharaha Purushaha. The first aspect or one of the three aspects which constitute the whole or the first component which forms part of the whole is technically meant by the term Ksharaha Purushaha. Who is Ksharaha Purushaha? Sarvani Bhutani. Sarvani Bhutani means all beings. All beings means which beings? All the beings which are available for perception, all objects, all beings which constitute the objective universe. I tell you, all beings which constitute the objective universe. All beings which are available for perception. Which are available for understanding, which are perceptible through our sense organs. So which are visible, audible, sensible, tangible, audible, visible, tangible, gross objects, the gross universe. Or you can say not only gross universe, even subtle universe. Which is available for experience. The gross and subtle worlds, I tell you, the gross and subtle aspects, the material world, it's available for interaction, available for perception, it's available for interaction, enjoyment, experience. That world, the entirety of the gross and subtle world which is available for experience, enjoyment, perception, consists of all beings, consisting of all beings. That world is, sir, the material world, the material, perceptible, tangible world which is available for experience is said to be Ksharaha Purushaha. See, it is not said to be Ksharaha Purushaha. Therefore, we can say the Ksharaha Purushaha is nothing but material world of tangible, perceptible objects. Which means the manifest world, the manifest universe. இருக்கு, தி மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மெட்டீரியல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் இன்டராக்ஷன் டிரான்சாக்ஷன் பர்செப்ஷன் இஸ் செட் டு பி க்ஷரஹா புருஷா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? சோ வ்யக்த பிரபஞ்சா க்ஷரஹா புருஷா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு வ்யக்தா பிரபஞ்சா மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் யூனிவர்ஸ். Manifest universe alone is available for perception. Manifest universe alone is available for transaction. Manifest world alone is available for interaction. Manifest world alone is available for experience and enjoyment. This manifest material world, world is always material. And this manifest material world, vyakta prapanchaha, is known as Ksharaha Purushaha. Ksharaha means what? That which is subject to perish. It means that is subject to change. Ksharaha Purushaha. Okay. Now, he uses another word. Ksharaha Purushaha. So, Ksharaha Purushaha also is nothing but manifest material universe. And matter, that material means what? Material, anything material is of the nature of inertness. Okay. Therefore, the matter in the manifest, in the form of manifest universe, matter obtaining in the form of manifest universe is said to be Ksharaha Purushaha. Ksharaha Purusha is a technical expression. So the first component Bhagavan discusses is Ksharaha Purushaha is a technical term which means nothing but the manifest, the matter in the form of manifest universe. Okay. Now, we have one more next component. The next component is nothing but same matter alone. When the universe, this manifest universe, when becomes unmanifest, the manifest universe which is the material in nature, when becomes unmanifest, what happens? Unmanifest means it becomes the unmanifest universe is not available for perception. Unmanifest universe is not differentiated. Unmanifest universe is undifferentiated. Undifferentiated forms, names and functions. The universe of undifferentiated, unmanifest forms, names and functions is not available for perception or objectification. Therefore, it becomes what? It is invisible. Unmanifest universe is undifferentiated. Undifferentiated, therefore, it is invisible, imperceptible. But in this sense, invisible, not available for perception, not available for interaction, not available for transaction, not available for experience. This inexperience itself, non-experienced, intangible, invisible, undifferentiated, unmanifest matter in the form of unmanifest universe. Okay. Is meant by the term Aksharaha Purushaha. Be very careful. At the time of Srishti, at the time of creation, the unmanifest becomes manifest. The time of Pralaya, manifest becomes unmanifest. So, unmanifest universe, undifferentiated, unmanifest universe also is what? Matter, the inert matter in unmanifest, undifferentiated in the form of undifferentiated universe is meant by the term Aksharaha Purushaha. Be very careful. The word Aksharaha the word purushaha, they are always used to mean consciousness. Remember, purushaha, aksharaha, these are the words always used to mean pure consciousness. But in this 15th chapter, Bhagavan uses consciously these two words, okay? Ksharaha, aksharaha. Both, the word, two words mean only matter. Ksharaha means matter. Ksharaha purushaha also is nothing but matter. Aksharaha purushaha is also nothing but matter. But matter in the form of manifest, differentiated forms, names and functions, constituted of differentiated forms, names and functions, which is available for perception, experience and tangible interaction, is meant by the term ksharaha purushaha. And the same matter obtaining in the form of unmanifest universe, same matter, same inert matter, obtaining in the form of unmanifest, undifferentiated, non-interactable, imperceptible, invisible universe is known by the term aksharaha purushaha. Is it clear? Why matter is known by the term aksharaha? Even though the forms, names and functions collapse, then there is what remains is matter, unmanifest matter. Anyway, matter is not created and matter cannot be destroyed also. So matter also beginninglessly, endlessly, matter continues to exist. Therefore, matter obtains, but matter is subject to change. Matter is beginningless and endless. Matter is indestructible, but still, relatively, it is subject to change. Therefore, matter obtaining in the form of matter obtaining in the form of manifest universe, Vyakta Prapanchaha, is called Ksharaha Purushaha. The same matter obtaining in the form of unmanifest, undifferentiated, non-interactable universe is known as Aksharaha Purushaha. Is it clear? Now, Aksharaha Purushaha, Ksharaha Purushaha are nothing but matter in manifest form, matter in unmanifest form. And what is the name? Matter is of the nature of inertness. So Bhagavan discusses as we kutastaha. He used a very special word. These are the two components. Two components. I told you already, Bhagavan divides the entirety of the cosmos into three different aspects or three components. Of them, first two are technically known as Ksharaha Purushaha, Aksharaha Purushaha. This Ksharaha Purushaha, Aksharaha Purushaha, nothing but matter in manifest, matter obtaining in the form of manifest, the unmanifest universe. Okay. Now, let us understand, apart from these two aspects, there is also third aspect which forms part of the whole. What is the third part, the third aspect which forms part of the whole and which alone is the only truth of the whole? The third aspect, the third component, Bhagavan discusses in the next verse, which forms the part of the whole, at the same time which is the only truth of the whole. That is consciousness. Chaitanyam, pure consciousness, the Chaitanyam. And this pure consciousness is the third aspect, third component. And our Shastram, our Vedanta Shastram, makes it very clear that consciousness is the reality which is distinct but not distant from the matter. Consciousness is the reality distinguishable from the matter, inert matter, and is distinct from the matter, though it is not distant from the matter. You can never separate physically consciousness and matter. Physical separation of consciousness and matter is impossible. But consciousness can be intellectually distinguished, and consciousness being distinct from the matter can be understood. Consciousness is not distant from the matter. That's why consciousness has nothing to do with the matter. It is distinct but not distant. Therefore, this consciousness is absolutely independent reality, independent factor, independent entity. Even though there is a misconception in our science, in our modern science, there's a misconception. They mistake the consciousness to be, a product of matter. And they call it epiphenomenon also. Whereas Vedanta Shastram clearly, without any doubts, negates that contention. Vedanta Shastram clearly negates the scientific contention of consciousness. So according to Vedanta Shastram, this consciousness is an independent reality. That is a reality which is independent of the matter. And this pure consciousness, which is distinct from the matter, which is independent of the matter, is the third aspect, which forms part of the whole. It is consciousness alone, is implied by the term Uttamaha Purushaha. Uttamah Purushastvanyaha Parame Paramatmetyudahritaha. Uttamaha Purushaha. Now you understood? That's why I read two verses together. Ksharaha Purushaha, matter in manifest form. Aksharaha Purushaha, matter in an unmanifest form. Uttamaha Purushaha, pure consciousness, distinct from matter, which is distinct from matter. Uttamaha Purushaha. Now we need to understand what is the difference between these matter in unmanifest form, or matter in manifest form, or this consciousness. We have to compare and understand the consciousness and matter. Matter obtaining in two different forms and pure consciousness. Between this consciousness and matter, what is the difference? We have to understand. These three factors, three components which constitute the whole in terms of matter in the form of manifest universe, matter in the form of unmanifest, undifferentiated universe, then the consciousness. Now, whether matter is manifest, first thing you have to understand, whether matter is manifest or unmanifest, matter is of the nature of inertness, jadam. Matter is of the nature of jadam, inertness. Therefore, we can say this ksharaha purushaha, aksharaha purushaha, achetanau, ksharaha, aksharaha, purushau, achetanau. Means what? There of the nature is name. Matter is of the nature of inertness. Jadaha, achetanaha. Whereas, uttamaha purushaha is of the nature of consciousness. Ksharaha akshara purushau are of the nature of inertness. Achetanaha jadaha. Whereas uttamaha purushaha is of the nature of consciousness. Okay, this is the first difference between the two. And this kshara akshara purushau, this the matter in manifest unmanifest form happens to be is of the nature of inertness. Because it is of the nature of inertness, it is also of various attributes. Matter is of various attributes, and matter is of various properties, matter is of various qualities. Therefore, this kshara akshara purusha, we can say sagunaha. Matter is sagunam. Okay, it has attributes. And consciousness, uttamaha purushaha, who is of the nature of consciousness, is absolutely free from attributes, is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, uttamaha purushaha nirgunaha, kshara akshara purushau sagunau. You can say that is matter is sagunam, consciousness is nirgunam. This is the second difference. And if you see, what is the third difference between consciousness and matter? This matter is of the nature of, matter is subject to change. It is of the nature of changefulness. Because change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. Change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. So always is subject to change. Constantly, matter is constantly undergoing changes. The unmanifest matter in the form of unmanifest universe becomes manifest. And the manifest matter in the form of manifest universe becomes unmanifest. So constantly, and even in manifest form also, matter obtaining innumerable countless forms is constantly undergoing changes. Okay, that is why it is made very clearly this law of interconvertibility. The law of interconvertibility established by even Einstein's equation reveals the same fact that the gross matter is convertible into subtle matter energy. Our subtlest energy again can be converted into gross matter. The gross and grossest matter or the subtlest matter form of energy are interconvertible. Which means matter is subject to change, whereas consciousness is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, matter, this this Kshara Akshara Purushau, you can say Savikarau. Savikarau means matter is Savikaram and conscious disease. Uttamaha Purushaha Nirvikaraha. Consciousness is Nirvikaram, matter is Savikaram. Is the third difference between consciousness and matter. Okay. Let us not forget the Kshara Akshara Purushav or Achetanav, Jadav, whereas Uta Purushaha, Chetanaha, Chaitanya Sarupaha. Whereas matter is of attributes sagunam and consciousness is nirgunam. And matter is savikaram and consciousness is nirvikaram. I mean changeless. Now there's also another difference. The matter is, whether it is manifest matter, is subject to get divided, subject to divisions. So it is divisible. Matter is divisible and matter is subject to divisions. Anything you can take, differentiate also. Matter is divisible, subject to division, subject is also differentiated. If you take a tree, it can be divided into many parts. And it can be differentiated. One tree can be differentiated. That is, we talk about 3-4 Vedas. Do you remember all the Vedas? Swagata Bhedaha, Sajatiya Bhedaha, Vijatiya Bheda. Hope you all remember all those Vedas. Vijatiya Bhedaha, Sajatiya Bhedaha, Swagata Bhedaha. All these divisions and differences are possible in the part of matter. One tree is different from other trees. That is Sajatiya Bheda. The tree is different, plant is different from animals, it is Vijatiya Bheda. Swagata Bheda. We take one tree, within one tree you can see that root is different, trunk is different, branches are different, leaves are different. This sort of divisibility is there on the part of matter. So matter is subject to division, subject to differentiated and divisions. Whereas consciousness is one indivisible partless whole. Consciousness is one indivisible partless whole. Therefore, that which consciousness, Uttamaha Purushaha, which is not subject to divisions, is said to be Nirvikalpaha. Uttamaha Purushaha Nirvikalpaha. It means consciousness is Nirvikalpam. And matter principle, which is subject to division and differentiation, is said to be Savikalpam. Matter is Savikalpam. So Kshara Akshara Purushau Savikalpau. Uttama Purushaha Nirvikalpaha. Savikalpaha means division. Savikalpa means divisible, subject to division. Nirvikalpaha means not subject to division. One indivisible, undivided, partless whole consciousness. This is the fourth important difference between consciousness and matter. And finally, there's a fifth difference is there. What fifth difference? And this consciousness principle is not dependent on matter for its existence. Because consciousness is of the nature of self-existence. Existence is the very nature of consciousness. Being existent is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is of the nature of self-existence means consciousness is not dependent on matter or anything else for its existence. Whereas the matter, whether ksharaha purushaha, akshara purushaha, matter in any form does not have independent existence of its own. Matter does not have independent existence of its own. So matter is dependent on consciousness for its existence. That existence of consciousness is the existence of matter. Consciousness does not create the matter. Consciousness does not create the matter. Consciousness is different from the matter. Matter is different from consciousness. They are not one. Consciousness and matter are not one. But still, they are not two also. Why they are not two? Because matter is not countable as a parallel reality. Because if matter has independent existence of its own, if matter can exist independently without consciousness, then matter can be counted as a second reality, parallel reality. Unfortunately, matter does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, matter is not countable. A second reality. Whereas consciousness is, matter is dependent on consciousness for its existence. Consciousness is not dependent on matter for its existence. Therefore, swataha satta. Okay? Swatantra satta, we can say, avi swataha satta, swatas satta. Consciousness has independent existence of its own. Swatas satta. Whereas matter is Paratasatta is dependent existence. Matter is paratasatta means it has dependent existence. Therefore, consciousness is said to be satyam and matter is said to be mithya. Therefore, consciousness and matter are not one, nor are they two. But there are two orders of the only reality in terms of satyam and mithya. So mithya is a thing but satyam. Okay. Now this is the, therefore this pure consciousness, any consciousness which is an independent entity, which is said to be satyam alone, is meant by Uttamaha Purushaha. So this Uttamaha Purushaha alone gives life, gives existence to the matter in unmanifest form or matter in manifest form. This is why the universe, the matter obtaining in the form of universe, whether manifest universe or unmanifest universe, does not exist outside of consciousness. That is why we say it is this, together we say Ishvara. Consciousness and matter together we say Ishvara and Ishvara Shakti. So Bhagavan's Shakti is in the form of the universe, means Bhagavan is in the form of universe. Therefore, the whole cosmos is Bhagavan. Okay, this is the final teaching. Now, Bhagavan wants to say that it is this third aspect, the Uttamaha Purushaha, the consciousness is the most exalted of everything here. Therefore, Uttamaha Purushaha. Why Uttamaha Purushaha? That is, he is used in the next verse. Next line he says. Now you can read it verse. Uttamah Purushastvanyaha Paramatmetyudahritaha Yolokatrayamavishya Vibhartyavyaya Ishwaraha. This Uttama Purusha is Uttamaha Purushatu Anyaha, distinct and different from other two Purushas. Kshara Purushaha, Akshara Purushaha. The matter in manifest form, the matter in unmanifest form. Is other, different, other than the two. Uttamaha Purushaha to Anyaha. Paramatma iti udahritaha. It is this consciousness who is said to be the exalted person, exalted being, Uttamaha Purushaha, the exalted being, a supreme being, supreme person, is what is said to be Paramatma, the absolute self. It is this Uttamaha Purushaha, the exalted being, a supreme being, the exalted person, is said to be Paramatma, the absolute self. The only self of the entirety of the cosmos. Supreme Paramatma, absolute self. It is this Paramatma, Yaha, Lokatrayam Avishya. Avishya, see, Avishya, having entered, having pervaded Avishya, having pervaded all three worlds. Lokatrayam Avishya, having pervaded the three of the worlds, having pervaded all three worlds, Vibharti. Who is this Vibharti? Vibharti means sustains. And who is this Paramatma, Uttamaha Purushaha? The Uttamaha Purushaha, obtaining in him a pure consciousness, the most exalted being, exalted person, is the absolute self who alone sustains, lends life, pervading all three worlds, is in fact Avyayaha Ishwaraha. Avyaha, changeless Lord, immutable Lord, imperishable, indestructible Bhagavan, Lord. There is no Lord other than consciousness, the Uttamaha Purushaha. Avyayaha Ishwaraha. Avyayaha, imperishable, unchangeable, changeless, immutable. Ishwaraha, the Lord. And he alone, Bibharti is a verb. Bibharti. Bharti means sustains, supports, lends existence, lends life. Sustaining means what? Lending life, lending existence. Okay. Uttamah Purushastvanyah Paramatmetyudahritah Yolokatrayamavishya Vibhartyavyaya Ishwarah. If we see both verses together, who is Ksharaha Purushaha? Sarvani Bhutani Ksharaha Purushaha. Kutastaha, the word Kutastaha has a different meaning. Again, please remember, the word Kutastaha is used in the sense of immutable consciousness. But here, Kutastaha means unmanifest matter. Why? Kutastaha அக்ஷரா உச்சியதே, கூட்டஸ்தா அக்ஷரா உச்சியதே. The word கூட்டஸ்தா is always used to mean ஆத்மா, the consciousness. But here கூட்டஸ்தா is அக்ஷரா. அக்ஷரா means what? Unmanifest matter of unmanifest universe. Okay, and now having said that, introduced to then the 17th verse, Bhagavan says anyaha, different, okay, other than these two purushas, other than these two aspects which form part of the whole, there is another person, utpar purushaha, other being, there's another being, anyaha purushaha, another being, another person, which is uttamaha, the exalted being. It is this exalted being, uttama purusha alone, is known as the absolute self, paramatma iti udahritaha. It is this uttama purusha alone is said to be paramatma, the absolute self. Why? Because yaha lokatrayam avishya vibharti. Yaha avyaha ishvaraha lokatrayam avishya vibharti. Who alone sustains, supports, lends life, lends existence to all three worlds, pervading all three worlds. And therefore, he is said to be the only Lord who is not subject to change, changeless, immutable, imperishable, the only Lord of the whole. Okay. See, water lends existence to the waves and the ocean. It is the metal, gold, lends existence to any form, chain, bangler, or any ornament. The wood lends existence to the furniture. Similarly, absolutely, the one who lends existence to the matter and the material worlds, nothing but uttamaha purushaha. Not by doing something, by its mere presence. By mere presence, by mere nature of knowing, mere nature of being conscious, the reality, uttama purushaha, lends existence. That's why vibharti. It lends life, lends existence, lends sentiency, lends consciousness, lends life. The lifeless, inert, material body, mind, sense complex enjoys life, sentiency, consciousness, because of, not say existence, or because of this presence of consciousness. Therefore, sattam dadati, spurtim dadati, satta pradata, the bestower of existence, spurti pradata, bestower of consciousness. Therefore, it is uttamaha purushaha. Therefore, the only ultimate support of the entire universe is nothing but consciousness, and which is of the nature of changelessness. Avyaha purushaha. See, Ishvaraha means the Lord of the whole world. Consciousness pervades the entirety of the material forms, names and functions. At the same time, even though consciousness is all pervasive of the entirety of the matter, material forms, still when the forms, material forms undergo any changes, consciousness is not afflicted, tainted, touched by any of the changes happening on the part of matter or material forms. The physical body is subject to sixfold modifications. So consciousness pervades the physical body. Consciousness is always there as the truth of the body matter complex. So when the body undergoes all sixfold modifications, asti, jayate, vardhate, etc. Asti, jayate, vardhate, vipranamate, apakshiyate, kshiyate, nashyati, we have learned this. And body goes through all sixfold modifications. It's born, it's there, it's growing, it goes to metamorphosis, it decays, and finally it gets disintegrated. But nothing happens to consciousness. Consciousness is not tainted by, touched, affected by any of the modifications of the matter. That's why consciousness is not destructible by any of the elements or any of the elementals, but matter in any form. Okay. Next verse, we'll see. Yasmat kshramati toham aksharadapi chottamah. Yasmat kshramati toham aksharadapi chottamah. Atosmi loke vedecha prathitav purushottamah. Yasmat kshramati toham. Yasmat kshramati toham. Aksharadapi chottamah. Atosmi loke vedecha prathitav purushottamah. Yasmat kshramati toham. Aksharadapi chottamah. Atosmi loke vedecha prathitav purushottamah. Okay, now Bhagavan says, yasmat means because of which reason aham Sharam atitaha. Aham atitaha. Aham atitaha means what? I am distinct. Literally, we can say I am beyond. Aham atitaha. So Bhagavan says, see, Bhagavan talks about his own swarupam. What is the swarupam of Bhagavan? Consciousness. What is the swarupam of Jiva? Consciousness. But Bhagavan knows. So Bhagavan tells, aham, I, the self, am atitaha. Aham atitaha means I am distinct. I am beyond. Beyond what? Distinct from what? Ksharam atitaha. Aham ksharam atitaha. Kshara means kshara purusham atitaha. Aham kshram atitaha means I am beyond the matter obtaining in the form of the manifest universe. See, the inexplicably, incomprehensibly vast manifest universe is nothing but matter which is said to be ksharaha purushaha. So Bhagavan says, I am uttamaha purushaha. I am the exalted being, supreme being. I am of the nature of consciousness. And I am distinct and beyond the kshara purushaha. Ksharam atitaha. Not only ksharam, aham aksharat apicha uttamaha. Aksharat apicha, I am also distinct from the matter obtaining in the form of unmanifest universe. Aksharat api cha uttamaha. Api cha, and also I am distinct from the matter in the form of unmanifest universe. Aham kharam atitaha, aham akshara api cha aksharat aham atitaha. Then what am I? If I'm distinct from both Ksharam and Aksharam, I'm beyond Kshara Purushaha and Akshara Purushaha. If I'm distinct from the matter in the form of manifest universe, matter in the form of unmanifest universe, then who am I? Aham Uttamaha. Aham Uttamaha. Uttamaha. Means I'm exalted. I'm distinct, beyond, I'm exalted. Ataha, therefore, due to this, because of this reason, ataha means therefore, ataha is an indeclinable word, which means therefore, loke vedecha. Okay, in this world, and also in the Shveta Shastram, aham prathitaha purushottamaha prathitaha asmi. Prathitaha asmi. Aham prathitaha. Prathitaha means I am glorified. I am very well known. I am glorified in this world. I am glorified in the scripture. I am well known in the world. I am well known in the scripture as Purushottamaha, the exalted person, exalted being. Therefore, I am well known in the world. Ve loke aham pratitaha. Vedecha aham pratitaha. And also I am well known in the Veda Shastram. I am glorified in the world, I am glorified in the Vedas. As what? Purushottamaha. As the Purushottama. As the exalted person, exalted being, supreme being. Why am I glorified or well known in the Vedas, the Shastram, in the world as Purushottama? Because I am beyond, distinct from both matter in manifest form, matter in unmanifest form. Kshara aksharadapi uttamaha. Ksharam aham atitaha. Ataha as loke vedecha aham purushottamaha iti prathitaha. It is implied. Yasmat ksharamati toham. Yasmat ksharamati toham. Aksharad api chottamaha. Aksharat api aksharad api. Aksharad api chottamaha. Atosmi loke vedecha. Prathitah purushottamaha. Yasmat ksharamati toham. Yasmat ksharam atitaha aham. Aham ksharam atitaha. Aksharat apicha aksharat uttamaha. Yasmat ksharamati toham. Aksharadapi chottamaha. Atosmi loke vedecha prathitah purushottamaha. See, you must make a note. I'm going to end the class now. Instead of saying Bhagavan, using the term consciousness, Bhagavan says, I am. Consciousness is distinct from matter. Consciousness is distinct from matter in the form of manifest universe. Consciousness is distinct from the matter in the form of unmanifest universe. Instead of saying Chaitanyam is distinct, instead of saying Chaitanyam is Kshaarat Uttamaha, Kshaarat Uttamam Chaitanyam, Aksharat Uttamam Chaitanyam, Bhagavan says, Aham Atitaha. So he replaced, he uses the term I am in the place of consciousness. Have you noticed? Instead of saying Chaitanyam or consciousness, in the place of consciousness, he uses the first word I am. Instead of saying consciousness is beyond, I am beyond Aksharaha. I am beyond Aksharaha. The I am Pratitaha as Purushottama. Which means Bhagavan uses what? Bhagavan presents consciousness as the content of I. Bhagavan consciously presents consciousness, Chaitanyam, as the content of I, Bhagavan. Therefore, Ishvara Swarupam is consciousness. The same consciousness is the Jiva Swarupam also. The consciousness is the only Swarupam, only truth of Jivanishvara. Is it clear? Okay. Any questions? I'm stopping the class now. It's very clear, isn't it?
Swaminyamma, excuse me, I missed the meaning of Satta Pradata. Would Swaminyamma explain?
That word that I used from my own thing. Satta means existence. Satta Pradata means bestower of existence.
Thank you, Swaminyamma.
Then Spurti Pradata. Spurti Pradata. One who lends or bestows, a bestower of. Pradata means bestower, giver. Giver of sentiency. Giver of consciousness.
Thank you.
Spurti Pradata, Satta Pradata. Clear?
Very much, Swaminyamma.
Prathitaha is different. Prathitaha means popular, well-known, or glorified. So, but you can see now, instead of saying, to make you understand, I use the term for conscious, but Bhagavan says, Aham Utpurushottamaha means, Bhagavan presents the consciousness as the content of I, as Bhagavat Swarupam, as essential nature of Ishvara. It means, there's no Ishvara other than consciousness. There's no Jiva other than consciousness. There is no Jagat other than consciousness. Okay? There is no Jivaha. There is no Jagat. There is no Ishvara other than Chaitanyam, the consciousness. So, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya Jnanam. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya. All three are resolved in consciousness. Jagat is consciousness, Ishvara is consciousness, Jiva, individual being also is consciousness. There's no Jagat, there's no Ishvara, there's no Jiva other than consciousness. This is what is revealed here. So I'll see you all next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.